我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
We love because He first loved us.
只有诗歌讲到我们能够同作肢体。
In this hymn, it tells us that we are branches from the same branch. We're branches from the same tree.
倚靠元首。
And we all are connected to our head.
他说：“众光反映主日头。”
And all of us are reflecting the sun, which is Jesus Christ.
他说：“同为兄弟。”
And we are brothers in the Lord.
行主旨意。
And we're carrying out the will of God.
主里相系，原为一。
We in Him, our Lord, are one.
这首诗歌是新生铎夫所写的。
And this is a hymn that's written by Zinzendorf.
那在1722年，德国的北部的基督徒他们受过很大的逼迫。
In 1722, Christians were greatly persecuted in northern Germany.
那他们就跑到新生铎夫他的封地去。
So they went to where Zinzendorf reigned.
那我们的弟兄就接纳许许多多的神的儿女。
And he has received many children of God.
无论老的、幼的，不管是哪一个宗派的。
Regardless of their age and denominations.
那因为有这么多神的儿女聚在一起。
And because so many brothers come together.
背景又是这么不同。
With various backgrounds.
所以就产生了很大的问题。
So there were a lot of problems.
那新生铎夫在当时他也受到许多的攻击。
And Zinzendorf suffered great attacks because of it as well.
有人会觉得说他在真理上好像那么的同情很多不同派别的。
And some people criticize him because he seemed to be able to accept all different denominations.
那有些人呢又觉得说他好像太严厉了。
And some attack him, feeling that he was being a little bit too strict.
那这么多人聚在一起，没有办法一起聚会。
Because it is hard to dwell together and worship when you come from different backgrounds.
各有各的背景，各有各的方式。
Or have different ways of worship.
那新生铎夫他的心里面真的看见神救赎的大爱，要得着所有神的儿女是在一的里面。
And Zinzendorf was convinced in his heart that God has loved us and saved us to be one in Him.
但是好像在人没有办法做什么。
Even though it seems like impossible as far as human beings are concerned.
所以他就呼召弟兄姊妹起来祷告。
So he called brothers and sisters to come together and pray.
那他们开始有一个守望，24小时轮流的守望祷告。
And they started a 24-hour prayer watch.
那经过了一段时间
After a period of time,
在有一天1727年的8月13号
Until August 23rd of 1727
那他宣告一个大的波饼聚会
He proclaimed that there will be a great communion held together
那天所有的弟兄姊妹都来了
And brothers from different backgrounds all came
当他们一开始唱诗歌
And so when they sat down and sang the hymn
圣灵就大大的浇灌
The Holy Spirit poured out upon them all
弟兄姊妹们彼此认罪
And they confessed one to another about their sin
在神面前悔改
Repented as one.
彼此拥抱接纳。
In sweet embrace, they accepted each other.
那天圣灵大大的做工。
And the Holy Spirit worked mightily among them.
那个祝福一直到今天。
That blessing persisted up to this day.
很多人讲到那是一个春雨的日子。
People refer to that day as the day of spring shower.
圣灵降临下来。
For the Holy Spirit has come upon them very mightily.
所以我们的弟兄他写这首诗歌。
Zinzendorf wrote this hymn
真的看见我们在主的里面是完全合一的
to show us that we are truly one in Jesus Christ
我们在过去曾经交通过耶和华告诉我们我们是他的见证
In the past few weeks I shared with you that the Lord says you are my witnesses
我们是要做耶稣他复活的见证
And we are witnesses to his resurrection
我们要做基督生命的见证
We are witnesses to the eternal life of Jesus Christ
我们也要做身体爱的见证
We also are witnesses to the love that is manifested in his body
耶和华说你们是我的见证
The Lord said, "You are my witnesses."
说到我们是这位神他的见证人。
Which refers to us, we the people are the witness to this living God.
什么是见证呢
？What does witness mean?
见证说到经过我们这些人能够把神彰显出来。
It was through people like us we manifest who God is.
如果我们想到说我们这些受造的人这些污秽败坏堕落的人和神差的是太远太远了
It is hard to conceptualize we sinners who are filthy and vile how vastly different we are from this holy God
但是神却说你们是我的见证。
However, God called us to be his witnesses.
是的，他付了重价把我们买回来。
Indeed, he had paid a very high price in order to redeem us.
神好像可以相信我们这般人。
As if he could trust people like us to be his witnesses.
他把我们可以推出来，可以举起来说你们就是我的见证。
He was able to showcase us and say, these are my witnesses.
但是我们知道仇敌他最要攻击的也就是神的见证。
And we also know this is the very point where the enemy loves to attack us.
我们说我们要做耶稣基督复活的见证人。
As we set out to be the witnesses of his resurrection.
我想仇敌他最大的一个攻击叫我们说这是什么时代了，你们还好像还迷信。
And Satan would love to lie to the world and say, what generation is this that you should be superstitious?
有些地方甚至不许人讲说耶稣他复活了。
There were places where it's forbidden to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
用很多社会学的观点，用所谓科学的观点，好像来解释圣经所讲的很多事情。
And the sociologists and scientists of the world try to do everything they can to explain away the fact of resurrection.
但是神今天他是活的，他已经住在我们里面。
But Jesus is alive and he dwells within our hearts.
你问我怎么知道他活着？
If you ask me how I know he lives,
因为他活在我们的里面。
It's because he lives in our hearts.
只要我们每一个儿女做他复活的见证。
And today he calls for each one of us to be the witness of that resurrection.
叫我们有一个很大的挑战。
It is a great challenge to us.
到底耶稣基督对我们来讲，他是不是活的？
How real and alive is Jesus to you?
他不是只是在我们头脑里面，不是在认识里面。
Does he only live in your knowledge and in your intellect?
他是活的主。
He is a living God.
他是那么的真实。
So real and true he is.
比我们所看所摸的还要真实。
More tangible and true than anything that you can see.
这样子我们就可以站起来做耶稣基督复活的见证。
Therefore rise up and be the witness of his resurrection.
神要我们做一个生命的见证。
He also called us to be witnesses of his life.
因为他是活的，活在我们里面。
Because he lives within us.
那这个生命要能够彰显出来。
And for this life to be manifested.
保罗说他活着就是基督。
As Paul proclaimed, for me, when I live, it is Christ.
我想保罗不是只是单单为着他自己。
He wasn't making a personal statement.
在圣经的里面，他能够说，我活着就是基督。
In the Bible, he proclaimed, when I live, it is Christ living through me.
是要告诉我们每一个神的儿女。
And that is a statement that rings true to every child of God.
今天活着不再是我们自己了。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ lives in me.
所以是基督活出来，所以我们活着就是基督。
Because Jesus lives through people like us, so for us to live is Christ.
叫人看见我们，好像能够看见主一样。
When people see you, they should see Jesus.
这是一个很大的挑战。
This is a great challenge.
这是一个见证。
It is also a great testimony.
但是我们也知道仇敌不甘心这个见证的出现。
And we know that Satan doesn't want us to live out that testimony.
他想尽办法要把这个夺去。
So he's doing everything he can to grab you and rob you of that testimony.
所以在很多我们处理人事物的当中，仇敌可以用人很多的办法来解决。
In our everyday dealings, oftentimes Satan tried to use humanly ways to help to make us lose that testimony.
他在用哲学好像来解决一些问题。
Maybe he tried to help you to use philosophy to analyze everything.
有的时候他用心理学来解决一些问题。
Or use psychology to deal and cope with things.
在婚姻当中有很多的这些这个你们怎么沟通的学问来解决问题。
In marital relationship, he tried to teach us about communication.
但是神教我们看见应该是生命的彰显。
But the Bible tells us the only solution to all your problems is to be manifest in this life of Jesus.
只有基督耶稣是我们所有问题的答案。
Only Jesus is the answer to all your questions and problems.
在圣经里面一直让我们看见经过十架破碎。
Repeatedly, the Bible shows us through the work of the cross.
让生命能够显出来。
When the life of Christ is manifested,
但是我们知道今天感谢主，主这样子呼召我们做他生命的见证人。
Today, the Lord is calling of us to be witnesses of his life.
首先我们在这里要交通到做身体爱的见证。
This morning, I want to share with you about being witnesses to the love that is in the body of Christ.
神得着的不是一个一个单独的神的儿女。
God did not come out to redeem one and another individuals.
他要得着是他的教会，是他的身体。
But his desire to obtain a body as a whole.
那这个教会，他的身体有一个特征。
Church, which is his body, has one very unique characteristics.
就是在当中，我们能够彼此相爱。
And that is we love each other.
我们来读一下约翰福音十三章三十四节、三十五节。
Please read John 13:34-35.
我们一起来读。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。这是主耶稣在钉十字架之前，他所赐给我们一条新的命令。
And this is the new commitment the Lord gave us before He went up on the cross.
那这条命令就是叫我们能够彼此相爱。
And that we must love one another.
所以今天我们不是活在旧约的律法的底下。
Today we no longer live under the law of the Old Testament.
我们在一个新的命令。
But we're living under a new commitment.
那这个新的命令不是好像说一个新的律法叫我们靠着我们自己我们怎么样能够彼此相爱。
Which is not a new law or rule he gave us that somehow by our own strength we must love.
在有一个地方他们有一个法律就是做母亲的有责任要照顾他的孩子。
There is a certain law in a certain place where the mothers must be responsible for child rearing.
那有一个人到一个家里面看见一个做妈妈的。
And so this one person visited a mother.
他就问他说，你有没有遵守这个法律，好好的照顾你的孩子。
And he asked her, did you abide by this law that you are responsible for child rearing?
这个妈妈抱着她的 baby.
And this mother who is holding a baby in her arms.
她讲到说，爱就是一个最大的律法。
And she said, the greatest law of all is to love.
我不需要遵守这个法律。
I don't have to try so hard to abide by a rule.
因为我爱我的孩子。
Because I love my child.
我愿意为他做任何事情。
I'm willing to do anything and everything for him.
主耶稣在他钉十字之前给了这条新的命令。
Before Jesus was crucified, he charged us with a new commitment.
这不是一个外面的要求。
It was not an external restriction.
因为他爱我们爱到一个地步。
Because he loved us so much.
他要为我们舍了他的性命。
That he gave his life for us.
他也知道他把这个生命赐给我们。
And he also know that this very same nature and life is given to us.
所以今天在这个生命里面我们能够彼此相爱。
Therefore, in his life, we can love one another.
我们爱因为神爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
所以这个爱是从神来的。
This love is from God.
这条新的命令叫我们彼此相爱。
This new command to love one another.
他说我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱。
He said, as I have loved you, you must love one another.
每次我们读到这里我们会觉得有可能吗？
Sometimes you wonder, is it possible?
主爱我们的爱实在是太大过于我们所能想象。
He loved us so much, more than we could ever comprehend.
过于我们的口所能诉说。
More than we could ever describe.
但是主对我们的要求是他怎样爱我们我们也要怎样相爱。
And yet he requests us to love one another as he had loved us.
这个爱是舍己的爱。
This is the love of self-denial.
有一首诗歌讲到说因爱甘心舍自己。
There was a hymn that says, because of love, I'm willing to give myself.
这个爱是超过我们自己的这样的一个爱。
This love is beyond what human can do.
没有什么能够拦阻这个爱。
And nothing can stand in the way of this love.
只要我们这样来彼此相爱。
It was in measures like that the Lord wants us to love one another.
下一节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心。
And then he goes on to tell us that by this,
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
All men will know that you are my disciples.
那这里就说到一个见证。
So it's talking about a testimony.
众人怎么会认出你们是主的门徒呢？
How is the world to tell that we are his disciples?
因为彼此相爱。
It was by the love that we have for each other.
别人看见了说你们怎么能够这样子彼此相爱？
People might wonder, how could you love each other like that?
在世界上人里面，他会觉得很稀奇。
Yeah, the worldly people cannot comprehend.
这一般人有一些什么不一样的？
Here this group of people has something different than everybody else.
他们是彼此相爱的。
They love one another.
他们的当中没有嫉妒纷争。
There's no jealousy division.
他们是耶稣的门徒。
Because they are his disciples.
就我们从这两节经节里面我们认识到
From these two scriptures we come to realize
主要我们做一个爱的见证
That he wants us to be witnesses of his love
这是教会的见证
This is the testimony the church must bear
这是身体的见证
This is the testimony of the body of Christ
我们来读一下约翰一书
John, 1 John
第四章二十节和二十一节
4:20 and 21
人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎话的不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神爱神的也当爱弟兄这是我们从神所领受的命令有人说我爱神却恨他的弟兄这就是说谎话的
If anyone says I love God and yet he hates his brother he's a liar
所以我想对我们来讲真的我们必须非常诚实的单纯的来到主的面前
We must come with a pure and honest heart before the Lord
好像这节圣经是一把尺放在这里
This scripture is like a ruler that is placed in front of us
多少时候我们可以说神啊我爱你
Often times we say Oh Lord I love you
Oh 神啊我愿意爱你更深
Oh I want to love you more
我们愿意全心的来爱你
Oh I want to love you wholeheartedly
但是神在这里有一把尺
And then the Lord set this ruler in front of us.
是的，你可以讲你多么的爱神。
Say yes, you can utter with your lips how much you love me.
但是这里说，如果我们恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。
But if you hate your brother, you are a liar.
这边说，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love the God. He has not seen.
好像在神的那里，这个标准就这么清楚。
The standard is set clearly before us.
没有什么转圜的余地。
And there is no way to get around it.
是的，我们的主耶稣基督已经复活升天了。
Yes, indeed, Jesus has resurrected.
他已经叫我们从外面能够看所摸见的，他已经进到了一个。不能看见不能摸的一个境界
And he has now entered into a realm where he is no longer seeable or tangible
他已经在属灵的属天的境界里面
He lives in a heavenly and spiritual realm
但是今天他告诉我们说他把许多可以看见可以摸着的弟兄姊妹们晾在我们中间
And yet he has left us with many tangible and visible brothers and sisters around you
那今天爱的要求不是在那不能看见的
And today he didn't ask us to love something we cannot see
那特别讲到一个见证或者一个彰显特别是说到在于能看见的
But instead he challenged us to manifest the love that is visible to all men
所以下面一个很直接的命令就是爱神的也当爱弟兄
And he made a direct request to us that if you love me, you must love your brother and sisters
我们从神所领受的命令
And this is a command we have received from him
常常我自己必须回到主的面前
Oftentimes I have to come before the Lord
我想主他一定会光照我们
And I ask him to enlighten me
什么时候好像我里面和哪一位弟兄姊妹有任何一点的间隔
Whenever I have a problem with any brother or sister
我里面知道我们的神他心不会满足
I know that the heart of God in me is not satisfied
好像我们的主说他能够爱那个最不可爱的
Because the Lord in me can love the most unlovable person
他能够爱到一个地步为他舍命
To the point that he will give his life for him
那他也把这个生命赐给我们
And that very same life is living in us today
但是我们却没有办法爱
And yet sometimes we came to our limits
有的时候没有办法接纳
We felt like we just cannot accept that individual
当我们和任何一个神的儿女中间有一点点的间隔
Whenever you hold a grudge against any brother or sister
你好像里面就知道说你要来到神的面前好像就是有这么一点的拦阻
And you know there is a hindrance for you to come directly and freely to God
当你要在主面前说主啊我爱你
And if you want to proclaim before the Lord I love you Jesus
好像神的那把尺就量在你前面
And then you suddenly see this ruler placed in front of you
你真的爱我吗
Do you really?
那你为什么和你弟兄之间还有间隔
Then why can't you love this brother?
你不能爱你所看得见的弟兄你怎么能够爱神呢
If you cannot love this brother whom you have seen, how can you love me whom you have not seen?
好像每一次碰到这把尺，我们没有话讲。
Whenever he measures us against that ruler, we are silent before him.
神不会让我们就这样子过去的。
He will not let us fly just like that.
他在这边要求我们。
Because he had requested us.
他要一直做工在我们身上到一个地步。
And he will continue to work upon us until.
啊，我们向主承认，我们里面是没有爱的。
One day we come to the realization that I just don't have this love in me.
主啊，求你用你的爱充满我。
But may you fill me with your love.
我们能够爱那个不可爱的。
So that I can love whoever that is not lovable.
路加福音六章三十二节说，你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？
Luke 6:32 says, if you love those who love you, what credit is there to you?
就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。
Even sinners love those who love them.
所以我们所爱的不是在于那些可爱的或者那些爱我们的。
We must not love only those who are lovable or those who love us.
主耶稣爱那些不可爱的，爱那些恨他的人。
Jesus loved those who hated him.
但是我们今天多少的时候，我们要向主承认。
And how we must come to the Lord and confess.
主啊，我们里面的爱是何等的有限。
That how limited this love in me is.
求主更多把他的爱充满在我们的里面。
May you increase this measure of love in me.
主要得做一个见证。
The Lord wants to obtain a testimony among us.
彼此相爱的见证。
And the testimony of love for each other.
身体的见证。
The testimony of a body of Christ in
love.这个当中不是讲到说这些身体都是只有是美丽的，只有是那些可爱的，它才是属于身体。
And not every member of the body is so lovable and beautiful.
所以保罗在圣经也特别里面告诉我们说，那个不体面的要特别给他加上体面。
And that's why Paul says in the Corinthians that for the members of the body that is not handsome, you must adorn with even more beauty.
你需要特别的去爱他，保养他，顾惜他。
You need to love that member more, cover it up for him.
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢
的呢？ If you only love those who love you, what credit is that to you?
神对我们有一个要求。
He has a request for us.
他对我们有一个命令。
And also a command.
但是他所要的不是我们外面照着我们天然生命我们做得到的。
And what he requests of us is not something that we can supply in our human nature.
这个爱必须是从神来的。
That love has to come from God.
必须是从基督里面出来的爱。
And that has to flow from Jesus Christ.
这个爱就是不讲条件的。
And that is an unconditional love.
不是说你爱我，我才爱你。
It's not based on whether you love me or not.
这个爱是基督的爱。
Because it is the love of Christ.
我们感谢主，主把这个爱已经赐给我们。
Thank God for that kind of love is already inside of us.
我们也知道这个爱是能够活出来的。
And indeed, we know we could live it out and let it flow.
我们一起来读一下彼得前书。
First Peter.
第四章第八节。
4:8.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。彼得他知道说主来的日子近了。
Peter knows that the coming of the Lord is drawing near.
好像地上所有的一切都要结束。
And everything of this world will come to an end.
今天人可以在地上追求这个，追求那个。
Today, people of this world pursue after all kinds of things.
很多时候彼此之间有一点的不合，也是因为为了要争一个地位。
And sometimes in our pursuit over certain fame or fortune, we have problems with each other.
但是我们真的知道这一切都要过去的。
But all of that will pass away.
主来的日子已经那么的靠近。
His return is drawing near.
到底什么才是重要的呢？
So what really matters?
有时候人与人之间，你为什么称赞他不称赞我，彼此之间就产生了一个嫉妒。
Sometimes we're jealous because certain people receive praises and we didn't get the credit.
你为什么是听他的不听我的？又产
生了一个间隔。Sometimes we're jealous. Why do you value his opinion more than mine?
但是若是今天主就要来了，地上都要过去。
But if Jesus is coming soon, everything of this world is passing away.
到底什么是重要的呢？
Well, think about what really is important.
彼得他那么清楚地看见主就要来了。
Peter showed it clearly. He is coming back soon.
我们来听听看他觉得什么是最要紧的。
So let's pay attention to what he finds most important.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
Above all love each other.
有没有别人称赞你？那个不重要。
It doesn't matter if you receive credit or praises.
人家要不要听你的话也不重要。
It doesn't matter if others values your opinion or not.
你在地上能不能得到一些利益不重要。
It is not important how much wealth you can gather for yourself.
在教会里面有多少的地位，那更不重要。
And it certainly is not important how high a position you can hold in church.
最重要的是彼此切实相爱。
Above all, you must love each other deeply.
好像所有其他的都是要过去的。
As if everything else will only pass away.
那只有爱是永远长存的。
Except for love that never fails.
那这个需要切实的彼此相爱。
And you must love each other deeply.
他下面讲到说，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
是不是今天讲说？大家彼此相爱就能够 cover 就能够遮盖好像有很多的罪也你也不用去管它
Does that mean that we should turn a blind eye to all the sin that is going around?
那是不是变成了一个藏污纳垢的一个地方
Do we then become a garbage can of some sort?
我们知道今天罪得到赦免是因为耶稣基督的宝血
But we know that all our sins were forgiven because Jesus has shed his blood for us
那个动力那个来源是因为耶稣基督对我们的大爱
And the reason we could forgive is because of this love of Jesus Christ
但是今天我们能够坦然无惧来到神的面前是站立在耶稣基督公义的根基上
Today on the ground of his righteousness we each can approach God boldly
我们不能说神爱我我就可以来到他面前
And we cannot say because he loves me so I can come to him
但是我们来到他面前我们知道我们是站在神公义的根基上
And we know the reason we could approachapproach him boldly is because we stand on the ground of justification by Jesus' righteousness.
因为他的神的儿子已经为我们的罪付了一切的代价。
For Jesus has paid it all.
他已经为我们死了。
He had died.
他已经为我们受了审判。
And took the judgment from God.
所以公义是我们的根基。
And therefore righteousness is for us to obtain today.
我们罪能够得着赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
因为神的儿子他已经付了代价
Because the Son of God had paid the price for it all
但在这里他说爱能遮掩许多的罪
Therefore it tells us love can cover up a multitude of sins
有人说他的翻译应该是爱能补救许多的过失
And another translation says love can make up for a lot of transgressions and shortcomings
当我们在神的儿女的当中
Among the children of God
每一个我们都说我们是蒙恩的罪人
Each one of us can stand on this position alone and that is a sinner saved by grace
我们蒙恩得救的时候不是哪一个人比哪一个人好所以他得救了
No one is better than the other and that's why they were saved
每一个都是蒙恩的罪人
Each one of us are nothing but sinner saved by grace
什么是我们站在一个最蒙福的地位呢
So the most blessed position for us to take
就是像保罗所说的
is what Paul had shown us.
他说在罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And that is among sinners, I am the biggest wretch of all.
什么时候我们觉得说在罪人中我是一个罪魁,我是一个最不配的?
Whenever you feel that you are the chief of sinners and you are so unworthy,
弟兄姊妹,这是我们蒙福的一个地位。
Then you are the most blessed.
当我们觉得说我们能够捶着胸说我是一个罪人
If you truly beat against your chest and say I am a sinner
啊，我们正站在一个蒙福的地位
Then you're standing on the most blissful position
那天彼得他听主的话把网撒下去
There was this one day Peter cast out the net after Jesus told him
他们一晚在那里打鱼打不着什么
And after their whole night of laboring in vain
我们要知道他们是有经验的渔夫
Even though he was a very experienced fisherman
A professional 的 fisherman 他们到底知道说可不可以打到鱼
And he is such a pro in fishing And he should know how to fish
打了一个晚上什么都打不到
And yet he labored in vain throughout the whole night
但是主耶稣他是一个木匠
And Jesus is carpenter by trade
他说你们把网这边撒下去
He came and said Well cast your net over that way
彼得他听了他也顺服
As he obeyed him
他说主你这么说那我们就撒吧
He said I shall do as you say
结果网了这么大的满满的一网的鱼
And to their surprise the net was filled with fish
但是彼得在那天他所遇见的他真的知道这是
At that moment, he has come to the realization that I am in the presence of the Creator of the universe.
他讲一句话说, 主啊, 离开我, 我是一个罪人。
And therefore, he confessed, Oh Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinner.
什么时候我们跟主的关系越近,
Whenever we are close to him,
我们会说, 主啊, 我是一个罪人。
And the more we are convinced that I am no one except a sinner,
我们会觉得我们是那样的不配,
I am so unworthy,
我们才会宝贵这个救恩。
And even more, we treasure what he has done for us.
所以每一次来到神的面前, 我们里面充满了感谢。
So each time as we come before him, our heart is filled with thanksgiving.
啊, 我们里面充满了赞美。
And how we want to praise him.
因为像我们这样的一个罪人,
for people like us should be able to come before for God.
这是我们能够站的一个蒙恩的地位。
And that is the most blessed ground that we could take.
什么时候我们觉得说我比别人好一点。
Whenever you think you're better than others.
主啊, 你看我每一天多少次在你面前祷告。
Oh Lord, look at me. Every day I pray to you.
你看我也禁食。
I even fast.
你看我也奉献,
and I make so many offerings.
那别人都不理的时候我在这里忠心,
and look at those other unfaithful people.
当什么时候我们有这样的感觉,
but whenever you're feeling that way,
其实我们和主的关系或许是越来越远了。
You are going astray from him.
什么时候我们看见别人说, 哎呀你身上有这个问题那个问题,
and whenever people come to point out, or whenever we see others and we always pointing out their problems,
哎呀这是我们需要主怜悯我们的时候。
And that might be the moment that you really need God's mercy the most.
神最不喜欢我们 在主宝血的底下,
God dislikes us to uncover everybody else's weaknesses.
他的血已经把我们洗净了,
because he had shed his blood for us and cleansed us.
他洗净了我们的罪,
everything is washed away.
连神都不透过他儿子的血来看我们的罪。
God does not even see our sins anymore when it's covered by his blood.
但是很多时候神的儿女却是常常喜欢那里揭发很多的事情。
And yet there are children of God who just love to go around expose other people's sins.
爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Love covers over a multitude of sins.
我们发现说今天在爱的里面,
today in love,
神能够做工在我们身上。
God can work upon each one of us.
神能做工在我们彼此之间。
And he can work among us,
他叫我们彼此相爱,
so that we love each other,
然后能够献出一个荣耀的见证来,
in order to bring forth this glorious testimony of love in his body.
所以我们知道爱是带着一个很大的力量的。
You know, love is a very powerful thing.
当我们真正要来实行, 说彼此相爱, 在这条实行的路上, 对我们经常有一个很大的挑战。
When you really want to go out and love each other, you're faced with many challenges.
我觉得说, 讲到可能到了一个最实行的阶段, 就是我们愿不愿意放下我们自己。
And I think the most practical thing in this is, are you willing to lay yourself down?
很多时候讲到最后都不是一个对与错的问题。
A lot of times in our problem, it's not a matter of who's right or who's wrong.
在于我们愿不愿意放下我们自己。
The bottom line really is, are you willing to lay yourself down?
什么时候我们能放下自己,
whenever you're willing to deny yourself,
基督的爱就能够流露出来,
the love of Christ can flow from you,
就能够从我们的身上活出来。
And then you become a living Jesus testimony.
曾经有一个妇人, 她去看一个心理医生。
There was this lady who once went and sought counseling from a psychologist.
那这个医生呢, 叫做George Crane,
by the name of George Crane.
那这个妇人呢, 她一来, 她就跟这个医生讲, 她说我很恨我的先生。
And so she started out by saying, I really hate my husband.
哇, 她讲了好多。
And she gave a lot of reasons.
那她说她要跟她先生离婚。
And she said, I must divorce him.
那她说我要离婚之前我还要做一件事情。
But before that, I must do one thing.
我要想尽办法怎么样能够伤害她最厉害。
I want to hurt him where it really hurts.
啊, 这个医生听了, 他说我有一个办法。
So the psychologist says, well, I got an idea.
那这个医生就告诉他,
and he shared with her.
他说你回去啊, 你要让你先生觉得说, 他是非常重要的一个人。
Well, go home and make him feel really important in your life.
让他觉得说你是非常爱他的。
And fool him into thinking you really love him.
他说等到他真的 也来爱你的时候，然后呢，你来提出离婚。
And when he begin to really fall for that, then you tell him, I'm divorcing you.
那他说这样的话，你就能够伤害他最深。
Because then you can really hurt him.
哎，这个妇人她说她回去她就来实行了。
She thought that was a great idea, so she carried out the plan.
过了几个月，这个妇人又来看这个医生。
A few months later, she came and revisited the psychologist.
她说一切都进行得很好。
She said everything was going according to plan.
那我先生也真的，他也这样的认为。
And my husband is really falling for it.
好像一切都非常的照他们的计划。
Everything is just dandy dandy.
他这心理医生说好，那非常好，我们可以开始来这个进行这个离婚的事情。
So the doctor says, well, that's great. Then let's try to carry out the divorce plan now.
这妇人一听，她很惊讶。
And she was so surprised.
她说什么离婚呢？
She said, what divorce?
我很爱我的先生的。
I really love my husband now.
我们彼此相爱的。
We love each other.
他们整个关系改变了。
Their relationship completely turned around.
我想很多的时候，这个爱不在于说一个要求。
So I feel that oftentimes love is not something you demand.
不是说你去要求对方先来爱你，你才能够爱他。
You cannot demand somebody else to love you first before you will love him.
所以不是说那个可爱的或那个爱你的你才爱他。
It's not just to love those who love you.
但是我们发现说，今天爱的源头是在我们的里面。
But instead, you will realize the source of love is inside of you.
所以这个爱不受外面环境的影响。
And it is not influenced by circumstances.
这个爱不是因着人对你怎么样，所以我们受到影响。
And it shouldn't change because of the way other people treat you.
弟兄姊妹，若我们真的知道这个爱是从神来的。
If you truly realize where the origin of that love is.
主要我们彼此相爱，他像他怎么样爱我们一样。
Which is in Jesus Christ, as he said, to love one another as I have loved you.
主从来不给我们一个命令是我们做不到的。
He never gives us an order to do something and then doesn't give us the power to do it.
主告诉我们说他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
As he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
的确我们会发现他不是要求你这个做不到的事情。
Indeed, he never requests of something that we cannot measure up.
也真的不是靠着我们自己能够做到。
Because we never have to rely on our own strength.
这个爱是从神来的。
Because the love is from God.
所以我们能够彼此饶恕。
And therefore we are able to forgive each other.
我们能够彼此相爱。
And love one another.
在实行的路上。
In practicality,
真会发现说，当你愿意让这个爱先从里面流露出来，
you will realize as long as you are willing to let that love flow from you first,
很多的问题都自然就解决了。
All of the other problems will take care of itself.
很多的问题好像在这爱的面前都融化了。
It's like all the problems just dissolve in front of this love.
我们感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这不只是他给我们一个命令，一个要求。
And not only he's demanding us to do something,
这实在也是一个蒙福的
道路。But instead, he's showing and pointing us to this way of blessings.
他教我们彼此相爱。
To love one another.
教我们在爱的里面，你发现说神能够做工在我们的当中。
And in love, you'll find out that God is working among us more and more.
在爱的当中，我们显出来是一个这么美好的见证。
In this love, we can bring forth such beautiful testimony.
我们能够跟神之间有那么亲近的关系。
And we can draw closer to Him.
我们跟神中间没有间隔，因为我们和弟兄姊妹中间也没有任何的间隔。
And there's no longer hindrances between us and God or us and other brothers and sisters.
我们最后来读一下罗马书十三章第八节。
Romans 13:8.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。凡事都不可亏欠人。
Owe no man the debt of anything.
唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Except for the debt of love.
因为爱人的就完全了律法。
For he who loves has his neighbors has fulfilled the law.
好像主耶稣讲的一个命令就是这么一句话。
It's like that simple. Jesus summed it up.
要彼此相爱。
Love one another.
也许我们读旧约的时候，我们看见有好多的律例典章。
When you go through all the laws and ordinances in the Old Testament,
有好多的这些规条。
All the rules.
我们也知道，今天也许犹太人他们还一样一样的要去遵守这些法律。
As all the Jews today are still trying to abide by.
但是感谢主，在新约的里面，我们看见主给我们一条命令。
But praise God, in the New Testament, He summed it up in one law.
他说，爱人的就完全了律法。
He said, whosoever loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law.
爱人的就完全了律法。
Love one another.
今天我们若真的让这个爱从里面流露出来。
If today you will only allow that love to flow from you to another.
你仔细想一想，这些律法上的要求。
Think about it.Everything the law requires
很自然的都能够满足了
has been met in that.
当你真的爱人的时候，你会不会爱这个人，你去偷他的东西呢？
If you really love your neighbor, would you go to rob him or steal from him?
你会不会去杀害他呢？
Would you kill him?
你会不会做很多事情对他不好的呢？
Would you try to do harm to him?
很多律法上的要求，其
实在爱的里面都能够满足。Everything the law requires can be fulfilled just by loving one another.
他说凡事都不可亏欠人。
He said, owe no man the debt of nothing.
只有彼此相爱要常以为亏欠。
Except for which of love.
啊、这句话实在是要说在我们心的最深之处。
Let us all take this to heart.
我们永远要觉得说我爱你是爱的不够的。
Always feel that you don't love others enough.
我是亏欠你的。
And I owe this love to you.
因为神给我们的爱实在是太大了。
For how grand is the love that He has given to us.
那这个爱在我们里面永远是丰满的。
And it is so rich and abundant in us.
我们真的会发现你越爱这个爱里面的爱就越多。
The love is a gift that just keeps on giving.
神的爱不是说你有十分拿出了一分就剩下九分。
And you can never exhaust the love by loving others.
十分你拿出十分还有十分
It's the more you give the more you have inside
而且你越爱他越多
And it just keep on increasing by giving
他说有给人的就必有给你们的
But Jesus says give and it shall be given unto you
我们要给他就给我们
Give and it shall be given unto you
属灵的原则都是这样
This is a spiritual principle
我们不要怕说我爱了以后我就吃亏了
Don't worry that if I give then somehow I will lack
我们越爱我们从神得着越丰满的爱
The more you love the more he will increase the love in you
唯有彼此相爱要常以为亏欠
Owe no man the debt except for love
因为爱人的就完全要律法
For he who loves has fulfilled the law
在第二次世界大战的时候
During World War II
那希特勒他们下了一个命令叫国家里面的这些宗教都是归于政府来管理
Hitler gave a command that religion should be state run
那弟兄会的里面后来有一半的人他们就是安德政府的这些管理之下
So half of the brothers and sisters in the Church of Brethren is under state sanction
那另外一半呢他们不愿意让政府来管理他们
The other half refused to live by such restriction
所以不愿意让他政府管理的他们就受了很大的逼迫
And they were greatly persecuted
几乎每一家都有一个人在集中营里面这个丧命的
Almost each household has one who has become a martyr for that sake
所以他们所忍受的那样的一个痛苦试炼是非常的大
And severe and hard were the trial and tribulation
当战争结束以后
After World War II
那这两边的弟兄姊妹们中间呢就产生了一个很大的间隔
And there was a great division between two different kind of brothers
他们彼此就不能饶恕
They could not forgive each other
有很多的误会
And there were a lot of division and misunderstanding
那后来教会的这些负责的弟兄们
And then later on the leaders of the churches
当他们回到主的面前他们里面就觉得非常的伤痛
Went before the Lord and grieved deeply inside
当他们摸着宝座上的心意他们里面就觉得很伤痛
And because God has shown them his heart and they grieved deeply
但是怎么样能够挽回呢
But yet how do we turn the congregation around
那这过去的事情你也不能够再让它重发生一次
And bygone has become bygone Nobody can go back and do anything
后来他们有一次这些带领的从两边的一起在主面前祷告
until one day the leaders from both sides came together and prayed
有一个弟兄参加了那个聚会
and there was one brother who attended such a prayer meeting
那他就形容到说那真的是一个圣灵工作的一个时候
who later on described that day the Holy Spirit was truly working among them
叫人来讲很难把这个间隔去掉
from a human perspective it is impossible to tear down that division wall
像里面有一个很深的那个恨不容易拿掉
there is a deeply seated hatred within them
他说那一天大家在一起伏
在主的宝座前，
大家都愿意把自己放下来。
They were willing to let go.
然后圣灵就在当中做工。
And the Holy Spirit worked among them.
让他们真的知道这个一是主耶稣基督已经做成了。
And they were truly convinced of this oneness that has been accomplished by Jesus Christ.
今天圣经告诉我们竭力保守圣灵所赐的那个一。
The Bible tells us to strive and preserve the oneness that is in the Holy Spirit.
当众人愿意让神的爱充满
，When all are willing to be filled with the love of God，
他们能够把所有的恨、所有的间隔都带到主面前，把对付掉。
Then all the hatred and hindrances vanish。
我想那一是一个蒙福的日子。
That was truly a very blessed day。
今天我们想一想，也许他们所经过的，他们所面对的那个挑战是非常大的。
Yes, we recognize how difficult that day must have been.
比起我们今天，也许我们遇到哪一个弟兄姊妹，或哪一个人，好像看你一眼，或者是说你一句话，我们其实所遇到的是小的太多了。
It's far greater a challenge to overcome than say if somebody look at you the wrong way or said something not nice to you.
但是我常常听见弟兄姊妹有的时候听到他们的抱怨。
And yet oftentimes I heard about the complaints from brothers and sisters.
你有没有注意他看我的那个眼色
？But did you see how he looked at me?
或者是你看他从来不正面看我一眼。
You know, that person never honored me.
当我听见的时候，我里面也是很难过的。
Sometimes I feel so bad inside.
因为这么一个一点点的感觉就产生了他们中间一个很大的一个鸿沟。
It's like such a trivial matter has created such a gaping hole between the two brothers.
我们也发现今天神的见证仇敌是用尽他的力量要来破坏的。
The enemy today is doing everything with his power to destroy this testimony.
所以有些人这样子很自然的这样子放眼看去，人家说你的眼睛怎么是斜视的，有人说你的怎么样这样看法的。
And so today, if you look at everybody, you would say, well, why is this person like having a lazy eye or why is he looking at me that way?
所以仇敌用各样的方法就是要产生教会里面的间隔。
And,The enemy will do anything and everything to divide among the church members.
因为主的命令是要我们彼此相爱。
Because Jesus has called us to love one another.
主告诉我们这样子才是一个见证。
Because this is the way he said for us to show the testimony.
别人才会看出你们是主的门徒。
By which the world will know that we are his disciples.
所以我们若真的认识今天仇敌的攻击。
So do realize that this is just the attacks from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，我们会从我们心的最深之处。
Then don't fall for it, but be convinced.
把跟任何人的一些间隔，我们愿意从我们最深之处就把它挪去。
That you must remove every obstacle and hindrance between you and another brother.
我们不让仇敌在我们身上有任何的漏洞。
Do not let the enemy get his way with you.
我们感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
今天不是我们能够爱。
It is not that we can love.
因为是神爱了我们。
But He has loved us.
是基督的爱在我们里面
，and the love of Christ is living in us，
叫我们能够彼此相爱
，enabling us to love one another。
我们真的要承认说，我们不过是一个罪人蒙了主的恩典。
Let's all confess that we are nothing and no one except for a sinner saved by grace。
我们要说，今天这所有地上的一切可能都要过去了
，and everything of this world shall pass away。
到最要紧的是什么呢
？And the most important thing of all，
就是彼此相爱
，is to love one another。
所以今天就算有人说你几句算得了什么呢
So today if somebody say something nasty to you it is no big deal
如果那几句话进到了我们的心里
Don't take it to heart
我们的损失太大了
Because great is the loss
我们失去了那最要紧的
Because you lose sight of what is important
我们 到神的面前常常也受了拦阻
And that will even hinder your relationship with God
因为所有不相爱的不能满足神的心意
But those who do not love each other cannot satisfy the heart of God
我们永远要记得在神那里有一把尺
Remember, there is a ruler before God
不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神
He says, if you cannot love the brother whom you can see you cannot love the God whom you cannot see
我们主的标准就是这么简单
It is as simple as that
今天我们就必须爱我们所看见的弟兄
Therefore we must love each other
不让仇敌有任何的奸细
Do not let the enemy get his way
今天神要得着的是一个身体爱的见证
What God wants to obtain from us today is the testimony of a body in love
所以以赛亚书43:10，耶和华说：“你们是我的见证。”
Isaiah 43:10, the Lord proclaimed, "You are my witnesses."
还要我们做他复活的见证。
He called us to be his witnesses.
要我们做他生命的见证。
Witnesses of his resurrection and of his life.
感谢主，他也得着我们做一个爱的见证。
Last but not least is to be witnesses of his love.
我们再来唱诗歌696首。
Let's sing again, hymn 696.
圣徒众心爱里
Christian hearts in love united
好吧我们站起来唱
Can we all rise and sing?
愿召见圣灵在我们的里面搜寻
May the Holy Spirit searches within our hearts
除去我们跟任何人中间的间隔
And take away anything and everything that stands in the way of us loving another brother
我们爱因为神先爱了我们
We love because he first loved us